Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
A horrific and entirely preventable murder in Philadelphia because Democrats soft on crime policies and Larry Krasner has become the national poster child for the woke George Soros-funded soft-on-crime politics. And I tell you what, this is a story that is making national news for a reason, because it is a wake-up call. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us today. Pat Dugan is running for district attorney, Judge Pat Dugan. It's great to have him on the show today. And Judge, how are you?
Doing well. I mean, obviously, we're in a very tough point in our city's history by what Larry Krasner's been doing. And people like Kata Scott, unfortunately, are getting the brunt of it. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. And it's frustrating when you think about how preventable this whole thing was, because they had this guy in custody. And like so many other people, they let him go.
Yeah. Rich, this is the exact reason why I resigned from the bench after 17 years of a job that I absolutely loved. But I saw day in and day out the failures of the district attorney's office. I saw them abandoning victims. I saw them withdrawing cases up to 70 and 80% of the time. It's crazy how many victims have never had their day in court because Larry Krasner has purposely set up a district attorney's office that does not move forward on criminal cases, including against violent crimes. This young lady, Kata Scott, the man who right now is accused of killing her, Keon King, the district attorney's office had this man in the grasp a few times, yet did not know how to proceed forward on a basic case, a basic preliminary hearing. They did not appeal bad decisions. They did not appeal failed decisions that they didn't agree with, because it is by choice, by design, that this is set up like this, because there's no other reason why Krasner has not pursued a person like Keon King when the evidence was there. There was video evidence. There was another eyewitness. The victim in one of the cases used her own cell phone and some stuff from Ring doorbell to see who the defendant was, who the criminal is, this Keon King. Yet the Commonwealth never presented that evidence to a judge. Instead, they said, I'm sorry, we can't find a witness. The witness didn't show up, so we're going to withdraw the case. Put the case on with body cam, with the video from the victim, with the eyewitness, with excited utterance. There's plenty of ways you could put this case up. And Krasner's office rolled over once again. And unfortunately, Kata Scott is dead. And I'm sorry, Krasner enabled it. I'm actually calling Larry Krasner a co-conspirator in the murder of this beautiful, vibrant woman, which I'm sorry, I got to be honest with you. This is very difficult to talk about. We are in the middle of a heated race. I seriously wasn't trying to do anything about politics over this young lady's death, but I saw firsthand that Krasner is doing this on purpose, and the people that are suffering are people like Kata Scott and her family.
Well, well said, Pat. I think that you speak for all of us when you say that, and it's from the heart, and you have every right to feel the way you do. And while we don't want politics to enter into it, elections have consequences. And when we elect people like Larry Krasner, when voters elect people like Larry Krasner, there are consequences. And this woman is one of those consequences. What the hell was he talking about when he was saying that he didn't want to call a judge and wake him up in the middle of the night because then the judge would lower bail? What the hell was that?
So I was the president judge for 5 years. And again, I was on a bench for 17 years. So when somebody gets arrested, there's an arraignment. You go in front of a bail magistrate, a bail commissioner. Both sides are represented, a prosecutor and a defense attorney. Just by the way, Larry Krasner's representative is usually a new paralegal. So it's not even an attorney. There's an attorney on call. So he has an inexperienced person in there handling these bail hearings. So the magistrate sets a bail. If the prosecution does not agree with it or defense doesn't agree with it, they can call a municipal court judge like I was for 17 years, 24/7. And many times it's in the middle of the night. So Krasner keeps telling everybody that at 3 o'clock in the morning, judges don't want to hear these bail appeals. And that's not true. When I was the president judge, Krasner said the same thing to me. And I said, Larry, tell me the name of the judge. Tell me the case name. Tell me what time it was and all that. And I'll look into it. Years later, I'm still waiting for Larry Krasner to give me that example. So what his office does is they do not appeal the vast majority of bail decisions by judges. Now, in Philadelphia Municipal Court, you appeal to that municipal court judge in the middle of the night or during the day. Oh, by the way, Keon King's bail hearings were all during the day. But if you don't like the bail, you appeal immediately to the Court of Common Pleas. They also have a judge on standby 24/7. You can go into motion court. You can come back into municipal court a couple days later. We have early bail review to take a look at the bail a second time at the MC level. So there are multiple times you could appeal these bail decisions to Superior Court. And then ultimately, you could actually appeal to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Krasner's office does none of this based off of his policy. It's by design. He's doing this on purpose.
Pat Dugan's with me. Judge Dugan is running for district attorney in Philadelphia. This is an uphill battle for you, obviously. I don't know why people keep reelecting this guy. I can't believe it. I mean, the governor of Pennsylvania signed a law to take away his ability to prosecute crimes related to SEPTA. Even they had to acknowledge just how awful this guy is. But this is an uphill battle for you. So what's the battle plan?
The battle plan is for everybody out there that complains about Larry Krasner, and I hear it all the time. I've been hearing it for 8 years. You need to get out and vote. You don't live in the city. You have hundreds of people on your phone, likely, that you can call the people who live in Philadelphia and say, it's time to fire Krasner, elect Dugan. Anybody that lives in the city, you got to come out and vote. You got to drag your family. You got to drag your neighbors. Again, we all sit around and bitch and complain about this, but people stay home. Only 16% of the people stayed. Only 16.61% of the people voted in the spring. That's crazy. So I was a Democrat. I have 53,000 votes in the primary. The Republicans wrote me in. I got 7,000 votes from the Republicans, so I'm the Republican nominee, still a registered Democrat. And I now have the Forward Party, an independent thinking party that Andrew Yang and Governor Whitman started. So I'm saying I'm endorsed by three different parties, 53,000 Dems, 7,000 Republicans who made it a point to come out and write my name in a cycle that there was nothing on the ballot for Republicans to come out for other than to write Pat Dugan in, and now the Forward Party. So I am the Philadelphian candidate. People need to come out, be motivated, and vote. Yes, it's an uphill battle, but we can win if everybody comes out to bitches about them.
I don't think you could say the B word, by the way, but oh. We dumped it. That's okay. All right. Well, when you're district attorney, you can challenge the FCC on that one. But in the meantime, anyway, no, I get it. Look, tell me about your relationship with the cops.
Relationship with the cops is you have to work with the police. You have to work with the police department. It's one of the other issues that's going on with the district attorney's office is that he does not coordinate with the police department. Mm-hmm. Mayor Parker, who came as the new mayor, said she wanted to be tougher on crime. We have Commissioner Bethel, who's trying to do some smart policing. And those two are partnering. Larry Krasner refuses to partner with both the mayor and Commissioner Bethel. They will both tell you off the record to the side. But without the DA assisting both of their strategies, we will never have a true improvement in the city of Philadelphia. You must work with the police department. And yes, when there's a bad police officer, we have to deal with that. But Larry Krasner believes every single person who wears the blue is evil. I mean, when he won his first election, he was leading a chant, blank the police. That's crazy that the chief law enforcement officer feels that way about police officers. It just doesn't make sense. In this case involving Kata Scott, Keon King, the Commonwealth, Krasner's office could have refiled the charges in a previous case earlier in the springtime, yet they didn't refile the case against a violent criminal. But the people that Krasner does refile cases against are every single police officer who gets criminal accusations against them. If a judge throws that case out, Krasner refiles them. He doesn't refile against violent criminals. He coddles criminals and he goes after police, every single one of them. And to do that, that is absolutely what's got this city turned upside down these last 8 years.
I think Democrats that don't come out and support you are complicit in this. I mean, I understand the mayor wants to be tough on crime. I don't know where Shapiro is. They should all be backing you. They should be doing rallies for you. They should be working for you. Why aren't they?
Well, this is where I like to tell people this isn't about politics for me. Because for people who whisper to me that they want me to win, or for those Democrats who actually came out and supported me in the springtime, and now to say they're going with the incumbent Democrat because he won the primary, that is what's wrong with politics. This is a clear-cut decision. Larry Krasner has been coddling criminals and ignoring victims for 8 years. That's a fact. All you have to do is ask people like Mike Piang, who was shot with an AK-47, that Krasner never told him about the court date. This guy was shot with an AK-47, read about it in the paper. Ask the police officers, families who have fallen, including Jimmy O'Connor. The communication between the family members is atrocious. Victim after victim come up to me and say, Larry Krasner's office did not notify me when our court date was. That's crazy. The victim should be the number one priority. And for all these Democrat, whether they're Democratic elected officials, whether they're ward leaders, city council, state reps, their constituents tell them how bad Larry Krasner is. And for them not to represent their constituents, their neighborhood, that's what's really a sad day in Philadelphia. They know Krasner's bad, yet because of politics, they're not going to support me because now I'm the Republican nominee. I'm still Pat Dugan, longtime judge, paratrooper who's going to fight for the city, put violent criminals away, but I also did restorative rehabilitative justice. I ran veterans court, less than 10% recidivism rate. I'm still that man. I'm not putting everybody in jail, but hardened criminals, people with long rap sheets, yes, I'm going to train my DAs to to make them put some bad people away, because that's where they need to be if they're going to continue to carjack our citizens in Philadelphia.
A lot of people don't even want to come into Philly. I mean, it's so bad that, you know, I live in South Jersey. I have a lot of friends who they don't want to come into the city anymore for dinner, see a show, take their kids to the sites. They just don't want to, they don't want to deal with it. That's the perception. And, you know, I mean, I work here, and when I come in, I see it firsthand. And at night, I mean, the city looks like something out of a freaking zombie movie. It really does. When the sun goes down, it's scary in certain neighborhoods.
In many neighborhoods. And we have so many neighborhoods that, like Strawberry Mansion, is actually 417% more dangerous than the average neighborhood in America. Port Richmond, 216% more dangerous than the average neighborhood in America.
Port Richmond?
Why do we tolerate this? That's from a real estate site when they say, do you want to move into Philly? Last night, my grandson playing soccer at 17th and Allegheny at Cristo Rey High School. He's out on the field. Two teams are practicing, 40 kids. My grandson told me about how bullets whizzed past his head.
Oh, my God.
Those kids all hit the ground because there was a violent criminal shooting up the corner around, right down the street. 37 rounds were fired. And these kids were playing soccer. And Larry Krasner likes to say, we're safer. The city of Philadelphia needs to wake up because it's not safer.
I mean, it's not an exaggeration to say he firmly believes that criminals are the victims of society. You know, that they had a bad, they had it bad, and that's why they're criminals, and incarcerating them won't solve the problem. I mean, he said things like that. Incarceration won't solve the problem. That's just insane.
Yes, that's what Larry Krasner says. And in a sense, we have to stop this criminality at birth. We have to help people raise their children better. We have to fix our neighborhoods. We have to give people better job opportunities. We have to make sure people are getting educated. So if we can do that from the cradle, yes, perhaps we'll stop a little bit of this pipeline going to jail.
Agreed.
But
yes,
if they've had a bad life, I'm sorry. It doesn't give you a right to go around and kidnap a young lady and murder her viciously or carjack somebody or shoot up a soccer field where there's 40 kids out there trying to play. That person needs to go to jail. I'm sorry, I don't care what your excuse is. We'll work on you while you're in jail. So if you come out, you don't commit another crime. But some violent people have to go to jail. And that's where Krasner and I, we part ways tremendously, because you said it, you're right. He says it all the time, that incarceration is not the answer for violent crime. Well, what else are we going to do with them, Larry?
Yeah, right.
Let them continue to victimize our people?
You know what else I don't get, Judge, is that, you know, he's constantly talking about gun violence, but they don't prosecute people who have illegal guns. I don't understand that. I mean, even the Inquirer exposed that fact that, you know, people who get arrested with illegal guns are back on the streets. So on the one hand, he's constantly harping on that and blaming the gun and not the person behind the trigger. But then at the same time, when they arrest somebody who has one of those guns, they're back on the streets. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. So I was in Afghanistan.
And thank you for your service, and, Pat.
It's my honor to have served. But I was in Afghanistan, and it was a 20-year war. We lost 2,459 uniformed military personnel. In the city of Philadelphia, we've had almost 3,200 murders since Larry Krasner took office. Over 15,000 people have been wounded by gunshot in the city of Philadelphia under his regime. Now, look at these statistics from this year, right? Crime's down, they're telling us. The robberies with deadly weapons, there are at least 364 that have been reported this year. You know, he's only gotten 10 cases that people were held responsible at the end. Vast majority of those cases go away. He's withdrawn over 67% of those cases. With firearms, just possession of a firearm, and you're not allowed to, over 1,019. Only 37 people have been held responsible for that. It's over 50% he withdraws, just flat out withdraws. That's why these people go back out. We've enabled them Now they go out and commit a more serious crime. Not only are they just carrying the gun, now they're emboldened to shoot it. And sometimes they actually hit people at a pretty high rate. And Krasner, for whatever reason, just doesn't want to prosecute these violent criminals. I guess part of it is because he lives in his bubble in, you know, Rittenhouse Square. He's got a 10-man detail, you know, armed security. The rest of us are walking around by ourselves, hoping and praying that we're not the next victim. He's living in a bubble.
Hoping and praying that the kids are not the next victim, too.
Oh, all the kids that we've had murdered in the city of Philadelphia. I had a football coach reach out to me and said, you have to win this. He gave up coaching kids because he lost five kids in the last like 6 or 7 years to gun violence that he was coaching. I mean, look at the kids that were shot out at Roxborough. There was a young football player from Northeast High School living in he was in Frankfurt. He was playing video games inside a house. And one of these criminals who's been let out before started shooting up the street. This kid gets shot in the back while he's in somebody's home in the middle of the night. Our children are the victims. And Krasner doesn't, I mean, what could be the reason? His ideology? But what about those young victims, Lar? Stop putting your ideology and your want to get on, you know, MSNBC to talk about how great you are and the policies that you're trying to get. And how about if you protect our most innocent victims that we have? And he doesn't do it. There is zero empathy in that man's body. Those crocodile tears that he did the other day for for Kata Scott just almost made me vomit, because if he really cared, he'd do his job.
Pat, where can people get in touch with you to help with your campaign?
I have a website, judgedugan4da.com. We're all over social media, Dugan for DA. And I'm asking people to help me out. We still have 2 weeks. I still need people to come out and volunteer to do some door knocking with us, to send us a couple dollars, to work on election day. But most importantly, come vote and go down your own phone contacts and contact everybody you know who lives in the city of Philadelphia and say, enough is enough. Fire Krasner, elect Dugan. We can actually beat this guy if everybody gets motivated like they continue to complain to me about.
Judge, good luck. We'll get you back on the show before Election Day, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right. We are going to have Congressman Byron Donalds join us next, but let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram and Tri-County Toyota. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, General Manager Jack Donaldson, great people, great friends, wonderful place, and our official car sponsor of the show. That's right. So they got the Drive in a Fall event happening now at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Right now, get a new 2025 Grand Cherokee L with 0% financing for 60 months. Or get a new 2026 Ram 1500, also available with 0% financing for 60 months. Or check out a new 2026 Dodge Durango GT, lease that baby for $364 a month for 36 months. Hurry in, these offers will not last long. Stop into their showroom today. Or visit them online at tricountycdjr.com for more details. And if you're thinking about a Toyota, you know, more and more of those are built right here in America now. And Tri-County Toyota has great options available for you as well. You can lease a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get 4.75% financing for 60 months. Or check out a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 and get rates as low as 2.99% for 48 months. It's just incredible deals. Best thing to do is go see them. Go in person. Right on 422 in Limerick. Easy to get to. King of Prussia, Exton, Collegeville, Main Line, Jersey, wherever. Go see them and support them because they stand with us. You'll see a gigantic American flag that is hanging between the Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram dealership and the Tri-County Toyota dealership. It's a great family-owned dealership. They stand with our veterans. That's how I met them. Their incredible support of the Travis Manning Foundation. In fact, Brian and Cheryl donated a beautiful white Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manning Foundation. That's incredible stuff. So they're good people. They are our official car sponsor, TriCounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. It's a busy day. We got a lot of great guests on today, and this man is one of the absolute best, one of the true fighters out there, and he's in Jersey today fighting the good fight. Congressman Byron Donalds joining us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT as he's hitting the ground in Jersey for Jack Cittarelli. Congressman, thank you for doing that. Thanks for making time for us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to campaign for Jack. New Jersey, man, come on, Jersey. It's time for a change. The Democrats have been running that state into the ground. Everybody knows it. We need new leadership, and that's Jack Cittarelli.
Yeah, man, well said. And crime is a big issue, and I know that he's going to be addressing that. What are some of the other things you guys have been talking about today on the road?
Oh, actually, I get in tomorrow, so I'll be there
tomorrow
with Jack.
Oh, tomorrow you're going to be there. Gotcha, okay.
Yep, no, it's all right. It's all right. I'll be there tomorrow. I'm excited to get on the ground, talk to the people of New Jersey.
Great.
Really, it's about everybody getting out to vote. At this point in elections, turnout is what matters. Republican voters, independent voters in New Jersey, you got to get out and vote. You got to cast a ballot for Jack Cittarelli. Look, at the end of the day, it is about crime. It's also about the future of New Jersey's economy. You see what's about to happen in New York City, for crying out loud.
Man.
There's got to be a safe haven for people in the Northeast, and that's where Jack is going to come in. He's going to do a tremendous job running that state.
Yeah, the economy is everything. And Mikey Sherrill is another just, you know, liberal Democrat, refused to rule out raising the sales tax, and as a member of Congress, voting to keep the government shut down, refusing to side with women and women's sports. I mean, Just a long laundry list of being your typical liberal Democrat.
She's a radical. Listen, I've served with her in Congress. She has taken every vote that Nancy Pelosi has wanted her to take for stupid policy. She refused to secure our border. She refused to do simple things like standing with Israel against the radicals in Hamas. She refused to reopen the government. She refused to do simple things like say that boys don't belong in women's sports. She refused that. And we've given her multiple opportunities to do the right thing and stand, not just standing with Republicans, but stand with common sense, stand with the people of New Jersey. And she refused all of those things. What she is going to do is continue terrible liberal Democrat policy in the state of New Jersey. It's time to change that. Jack Ciccarelli is the man for the job.
She voted against the Laken Riley Act.
Yeah, she did. I mean, this is the crazy stuff. We know what happened. What we were saying is if you're a criminal illegal, you get automatically deported out of the country. No questions asked. She voted against that.
Yeah.
How is somebody like that going to be able to actually demonstrate the will and the courage to enforce the laws of the state of New Jersey and protect the people of the state of New Jersey? She will have New Jersey continue to just be a safe haven for illegal immigrants. And I know the people in New Jersey, the hardworking people of Jersey, they don't want that. It's overwhelming your school districts. It's overwhelming your local budgets. She wants to have health care for illegal aliens. So at a time when the Democrats are trying to argue about health care insurance, they have no problem with health care premiums going up as long as it's subsidizing illegal aliens. Like, that's what's really going on. People are about to see their notices for premiums. One of the reasons why health insurance premiums are going up is, number one, Obamacare has never worked. It was never about affordability. It was about trapping everybody in a government-run scheme for health insurance while the health insurance companies were making billions of dollars. That was always the plan of Obamacare. So, number one, she wants to trap everybody by that. But what people are having to pay higher premiums for is that when you have illegal aliens go into emergency rooms, the hospitals are giving out uncompensated care. That gets to get paid by somebody. Mm-hmm. It ends up being it winds its way up either with direct money coming from the state of New Jersey, or it winds up in health care insurance premiums because the hospitals are raising prices on you and me, the American people, to help cover the float on uncompensated care for illegal aliens in this country. Cheryl wants that to continue. Jack Ciccarelli wants to shut all that down.
You know, Congressman Donalds, you are a rock star, and I hope you'll be governor of Florida one day. The fact that you're coming into Jersey to help Jack is huge. Florida at one point, though, was considered to be a purple state, a swing state. Jersey now is a purple state. I'm tired of people saying it's a blue state. It's not a blue state. We can absolutely win this race. The fact that you're coming in is a big sign, because you would not be coming in if you didn't think Jack could win this thing. The polls are neck and neck. What we need, though, is we need Republican voters to believe that and get out there and vote. And I'd say this. I know we don't love early in-person voting, but let's play within the system we got. It starts on the 25th. Let's get out there and do it, I say.
Listen, the way I look at this is if the Democrats are setting a lot of the rules in elections, you have to beat them at their own game. If their game is early voting, beat them at early voting. If their game is mail-in balloting, and I'm not the biggest fan, beat them at mail-in ballot.
Yep.
You have to be so good at the game they want to play that then they want to change the rules. And then they'll be like, oh, we don't like all this early voting stuff. We just need one day of elections. We have to be that good at the game, because there is no substitute for winning. There is no substitute for victory. I'm as principled as they come. I am a Tea Party conservative. I got my start in the Tea Party movement. That's who I am. But it's about winning. And when you win and then you can get the job done on behalf of people and really execute and people see results, then the winning actually builds momentum. It's contagious. So please, voters, Republicans, you went and went to the polls for Donald Trump a year ago. I need you to go back to the polls now this November for Jack Ciccarelli. Early voting, get out and vote. It's time now to flip New Jersey and make it red.
Congressman Byron Donalds is with us. He's coming in tomorrow for Jack Ciccarelli. It's huge that he's going to be here in Jersey for Jack. It's going to be a really, really big deal. And the other thing, too, is that Mikey Sherrill will absolutely 100% run for president. She will not work with President Trump. She will be another part of the resistance and get nothing done. And we got an opportunity here with a Republican in the White House and a Republican Congress. You get a Republican governor in there. We can actually really move on things, like, for example, energy prices. I mean, we know how destructive the Democrats have been in energy. with their green energy policies and their nonsense and the windmills that kill the whales and dolphins and drive up everybody's energy rates. And she said it. She said, you know, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, but you'll do it if you're a good person and support these green energy policies. You get Jack in there and he works with the president and with guys like you in Congress on deregulation, we can actually start really lowering electricity bills for people in New Jersey.
100%. Even the Democrats know that their Green New Deal is not about having cheap and affordable energy for people. It's about following their radical agenda. Mm-hmm. It's craziness. And then you couple that with the fact, listen, she also voted to like make sure that you couldn't buy a gas car. She tried to ban the internal combustion engine. She voted with Democrats for that. So play this out. If you're just a middle-income family in New Jersey, you're working hard trying to make ends meet, and she's voting to make you buy an electric car, which is more expensive, which will drive up electricity prices so that your electric bill is higher. How are you going to survive with somebody with this mindset in the governor's mansion? It simply doesn't work. Jack will work with President Trump. He'll work with us in Congress. We'll be able to get some meaningful reforms to the energy system so we can get cheap energy in the country again. Everybody's talking about affordability. I'm quite sure she's trying to talk about how she's going to make it affordable. Well, that's a lie, because everything she's voted for, everything she has stood for, has made the costs more expensive for every man, woman, and child in America. We can't continue going down these following these stupid people with their talking points and their emotional pleas, because they don't actually live in the real world with you and me. They're not thinking about how to make sure they put food on the table like you or me. They're going to their cocktail parties and yucking it up while everybody else is struggling. It is time for a change. You cannot have that kind of mindset in the governor's mansion anymore. Vote for Jack Cittarelli.
Before I let you go, how friggin' stupid is it when on the debate stage you get asked the question about the sales tax and will you rule out raising the sales tax? Jack says, I will absolutely rule out raising the sales tax. It's not going to happen. And Mikey Sherrill turns around and goes, I won't rule anything out. I mean, A, that is one of the dumbest political answers I've ever heard in my life. But B, it's probably a moment of honesty, because if she gets the opportunity, she'll probably raise the sales tax. We're already paying 7%. So this is what Democrats do. They it's never about cutting spending. It's always about finding new ways to just tax people and then give money to people like, yeah, illegal immigrants, for example.
I'm trying to tell you, New Jersey, all she's a tax and spend radical liberal Democrat like the rest of them. There will never be enough taxes for her. There will never be enough regulations for her. And then she's going to come out with some wish list of trying to tell you she's going to cut spending. It's a lie. It's never going to happen. You got to get new blood in New Jersey. It is time for Jack Cittarelli to be your governor. I've served with her. I know how she votes. She is a radical, just like Nancy Pelosi, just like AOC, just like Chuck Schumer. The time has come for Jack Cittarelli to be the next governor of New Jersey.
Byron Donalds, welcome to New Jersey tomorrow. We're excited to have you. Thank you for everything you're doing. You're the man.
Awesome. See you soon. Thanks, New Jersey. Bye.
All right. There we go. And that is huge. He's going to be there. There it is, Matt DeSantis. Mikey Sherrill is a radical. I served with her. Mikey Sherrill is a radical. Boom. Love it. Byron Donalds, the man himself. All right. That's going to be huge for Jack. That's also the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He has been recognized for 12 years as the master of complex dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. Speaking of Mikey Sherrill, by the way, I wanted to play this clip for you. This is just a reminder of how freaking dumb this woman is. And she is. She's an idiot. I'm sorry, but she's dumb. You can't stand up there and say, I won't rule anything out when they ask you about sales taxes. That's just idiotic. So this is cut number 13. She was on a show called The Point with Marsha Kramer. So easy and very, very softball, friendly audience, all of it. If you could pass one piece of legislation, what would it be? One piece of legislation, cut 13.
Oh, last question. If you could pass one piece of legislation, what would it be?
Wow. I would love, that's a really good question, because there's so many that are coming to mind right now. But right now, I would love at this point to pass legislation to just send a federal block grant back to states, back to the state of New Jersey, to run some really key programs and innovate on them.
I don't even know what the hell that means. I think that's in English, but I'm not quite sure. I really don't know. I honestly don't know. I really don't know. That's how dumb she is. That's how dumb she is. And look, and don't forget, this is the Democrat Party. She is part of the Democrat Party. This is who she is, okay? This is who she is. And if you don't realize what Democrats are capable of doing, then you've just not been paying attention. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, look, Bernie Sanders sits down on Monday mornings, CBS mornings, right? Gets a question from Tony DiCupola, whatever his name is, about the reality that Democrat approval ratings have cratered. This is what I mean. This is why, like, Republicans can win this race. Jack can win this race. Byron Donalds is not coming in because he thinks Jack's going to lose. The Republican National Committee is not getting behind Jack because they think Jack can lose. Democrats are unpopular because they've gone, they're freaking nuts. He's right when he says that Mikey Sherrill is a radical. They tried to package her, and I saw this when she was running up in North Jersey as a congresswoman. They tried to package her as a moderate, sensible Democrat. She's not. She's a radical. She's part of this political party. That's why she backed Zohran Mamdani in New York City. Here's Bernie, cut number 11.
Stand by. Hold on a second.
Okay. All right. Hang on. You know what we'll do?
You caucus
right,
with.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Okay. I'll tell you.
Why do they not like you and trust you right now?
Well, I think independents are a different story than Democrats. But right now, I think the answer is people looking around them. Can they afford health care? No. What have the Democrats thought about that? Not a whole lot. Can their kids afford to go to child care? Well, no. Child care is outrageously expensive. What about housing? How are we doing on housing? Nobody in America can afford housing right now. Housing costs are astronomical. You want to get your kids to eat decent food and not junk food so they don't become obese? Go to the grocery store. Find out how much it costs for decent quality food. What about rural America? Our hospitals are shutting down. So this country faces many crises. And I think a lot of working class people said, look, Trump is crazy. He lies all the time. But at least he's going to do something. Where are the Democrats? And the Democrats have got to make a very fundamental decision. Do you stand with the struggling working class, 60% of whom are living paycheck to paycheck, trying to survive? Are you prepared to take on the oligarchy, the Musks and the Bezos, who have never had it so good?
Let me just jump in here. Is it the oligarchy?
1% owns
more wealth than the bottom. You can stop it. Is it the oligarchy, or is it the fact that you've got Democrats who are backing these radical, crazy green energy scams that have cost you all this money? You know, you could blame the oligarchy as much as you want. You can blame boogeymen like Bezos and Elon Musk. And what have they done to raise prices in your life? What exactly have they done? Nothing. You want to know the problem? You want to know why things have gotten so expensive? Everything has come down to energy prices. I'm sorry, but you know, I heard before the CBS News report was going on and on about how expensive foods become. That's because you still are dealing with these Democrat policies that they put in place, people like Mikey Sherrill put in place, to attack energy, and that has an effect on everything. Everything. All right, quick break coming up. We got a lot more to get to as we continue on the show here. But let's say about Dr. Mike Veneria, because let's talk about your health for a second. Let's say you need to undergo complex dental surgery. I'm talking about the whole nine yards, implants, crowns, etc. You're going to go to just the closest dentist, or are you going to go to the best? The best is Dr. Mike Veneria. He is the best for 12 years in a row. He's been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dental implants and other complex dental procedures. Dr. Mike treats other doctors, and the experts call Dr. Mike the expert. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health? That's Dr. Mike Veneria. With Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. That's what separates him. That's why he's my family's dentist. That's why Bridget, my wife, went to see him and get a beautiful new smile just last year when she needed her veneers replaced and got beautiful, beautiful caps. So when it comes to your health and your dental health, go with where the experts send their patients, and that's the Dr. Mike Veneria. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge and easy to get to. There's only one choice, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Loaded up today. Loaded up. The left is melting down over the fact that the president is adding a ballroom to the White House. And they're doing renovations to the east wing of the White House. And they're freaking losing their minds because they got to have something to lose their minds about or they're just not happy. Like literally every day they have to have something to lose their minds about. So first of all, let's cube cut number one. The president was talking about the history of the West Wing and I'll go through a little bit with you some of the ways that the presidents have, various presidents of both political parties, have changed features of the White House. And yet the left is losing their minds on this. So here's the president, cut number one, take a listen.
This is, as you see over here, the Presidential Walk of Fame. And we had this long wall with half windows because that used to be a swimming pool on the other side of the wall. That was the swimming pool where Jackie would say, "I hear women inside. Are women inside?" Quite a famous, I'm not saying anything, this was a part of a movie. And the Secret Service said, "No, ma'am, there's no women inside, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am, you're gonna have to move along. But I hear women inside. No, ma'am, you'll have to move along, ma'am." So that was the famous swimming pool. Now it's even worse. It's for the media. They covered the pool up. They covered the pull up and now it's for the media. And I think we have a small representative group. I don't think they allowed the rest of them. I can't believe it. What happened? They're all on the other side of the wall. Can you believe it?
Yeah. So they've done a lot of things over the years with regards to the White House. And yet Democrats are freaking out about this. They're freaking out. Here's some facts for you, because I think this is interesting. I'm a history buff. You know, I love the history of all this stuff. And I was looking at the White House over the years when they added things to it. First of all, let's not forget the British burned the White House down. Let's not forget that. I personally won't forgive them ever for that. I just don't think so ever. I don't think you can ever forget that. So we have the West Wing and we have the East Wing of the White House. And yet those were not there as part of the original mansion. So somebody put that in. That's what happened. Those were added to the White House. Here are some other things for you. In 1902, Teddy Roosevelt built the West Wing, replacing expansive greenhouses constructed during the Jefferson administration and establishing the modern day executive office wing known as the West Wing. In 1909, President William Howard Taft, who, by the way, they had to bring in a special bathtub for him because he was huge, fat, you know, big fat guy, remodeled and expanded the West Wing, which included construction of the first Oval Office. In 1913, President Woodrow Wilson, worst two-term president in the history of America. That guy is the worst ever. But he demolished a colonial garden, modernizing it with a rose garden. I'm glad they paved it over, if nothing else, because Woodrow Wilson created that. In 1927, President Calvin Coolidge oversaw the renovation of the upper floors and attic of the White House. In 1929, President Herbert Hoover remodeled the West Wing, including reconstruction work in the basement level and remodeling the first floor. After a fire on Christmas Eve, the West Wing was repaired and reopened in 1930. In 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt overhauled the West Wing, adding a second floor, a larger basement, and a swimming pool, and relocating the Oval Office to its current location. In 1942, President Roosevelt constructed the East Wing. Now, the East Wing is what they are renovating right now. So the demo teams were in there opening up parts of the East Wing to add a ballroom, which is going to be huge and something they need. And I'm just amazed that if you've never been to the White House and you've been to the East Room, for example, or if you've been to the White House and been to the East Room, that room is just not big enough. So, and also the taxpayers are not paying for this, so who cares? And Trump's not even going to be able to use it. So, in fact, we have Fetterman on that. Matt, do you have Fetterman talking about that, the construction of the White House?
I do, yeah.
Right, this is what John Fetterman said. Again, this is part of the reason why the Democrats hate him, because he sounds like a reasonable person right now. Take a listen.
Why settle for the best EV?
That's an ad. Can we play the clip of Senator Fetterman?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Give me 2 seconds to cue this
up. In 1948, President Harry Truman undertook a total reconstruction of the White House's interior, expanding its foundation and footprint, preserving only its exterior wall.
Would you be okay with that?
What is that? Is that Fetterman?
Yeah, that's
Matt. Yeah, sorry, I'm queuing it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Are going to be done in a tasteful and historical kind of a way. I mean, they're not putting in a Dave and Buster's kind of a situation here. So I think upgrading some of these facilities seems pretty normal overall. I don't have a strong opinion on it, but it's not a point where I'm going to freak out or make some kind of weird demandings or have a hearing on it.
If he self-funds it and gets some donations from the private sector, would you be okay with that?
I think if it saves the American taxpayers much more too, I think that's fine. But regardless, it's an investment on the White House, and you know that's probably won't even be close to finished by the time he even leaves the office.
Pretty reasonable, right? I mean, that's just kind of the deal. John F. Kennedy constructed the modern Rose Garden in 1962. Nixon converted the swimming pool into the press briefing room. In 1973, he added a bowling alley in the basement. Something's potted up, by the way. In 1975, President Gerald Ford installed an outdoor swimming pool on the South Grounds, financed entirely by private donations. In 1993, President Bill Clinton undertook a restoration and refurbishment of the Executive Mansion. In 2009, President Barack Obama resurfaced the South Grounds tennis court into a basketball court and added the White House kitchen garden on the South Lawn. In 2020, President Trump and the First Lady completed a new White House tennis pavilion, refurbishing the White House tennis court and grandchildren's garden, as well as constructing a new building. But you see, what you didn't have in the past was the kind of freaking outrage that you have today, like when Gerald Ford put a swimming pool in the South Grounds, financed entirely by private donations. But now you have, and you'll look and you'll see story after story And we'll have more on that for you tomorrow, but of Democrats losing their minds on this. It's just pretty amazing. All right, the president is taking some reporter questions. We're going to jump in here and take a listen to this as he's announced now he's canceling his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Let's take a quick listen here.
Agreements, solid agreements, every one of them, but this one. And I said, go to the line of battle, or the battlefield lines, and you pull back and you go home and everybody take some time off because you got two countries that are killing each other. Two countries are losing 5,000 to 7,000 soldiers a week. So we'll see what happens. It's we haven't made a determination.
Look into the federal investigations into you and look for compensation. And how much are you asking for?
Who's asking for what?
Are you asking the Justice Department to pay you compensation?
Who's compensation?
The federal investigations into you. Are you asking them to pay compensation and how much?
Into me? I don't get any compensation. I do it for nothing. I gave up my salary. Into me?
No, it's going to be the Justice Department. Are you asking them to pay you compensation for the federal investigations that happened to you? And how much are you asking
Well,
for?
I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that. Probably, yeah, that's true. That's very interesting. No, I get no salary. I gave up my salary. It's a good salary. Not as much as these guys make, but that's okay. It's a lot of money. And I don't, as you know, I didn't take it in the first 4 years. I've not taken it in these 4 years either. But as far as all of the litigation, everything that's been involved, yeah, they probably owe me a lot of money. But if I get money from our country, I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House. And we're doing a great job in the White House. As you know, the ballroom is under construction. It's going to be, they've been trying to get it for 150 years, and it's really, I think it's going to be fantastic, but we'll see what happens. I mean, we have numerous cases having to do with the fraud of the election, the 2020 election, and because of everything that we found out.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.